Billions of dollars of federal funding for one of the country's biggest ever infrastructure projects is under investigation this morning. The Commonwealth Auditor General has launched an inquiry into the $3.5 billion handed over to Sydney's WestConnex project. This WestConnex project involves building or upgrading more than 30 kilometres of Sydney's congested road network. Anthony Albanese is the Shadow Minister for Transport and Infrastructure. He's also the member for Grainler, one of the inner city seats impacted by WestConnex, and there's a tough political fight going on in Grainler, as we know. Anthony Albanese under threat in that seat from the Greens. Anthony Albanese, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Frank. Good to be with you.
You requested this audit. You wrote to the Auditor General saying you wanted this audit of the WestConnex funding. Why? What's wrong with this?
I did. I not only requested it in writing, I met with the Auditor General in February. And the problem here is proper process. What we had was a series of roads promised in the 2014 budget, toll roads favoured by Tony Abbott, where he took money away from public transport, put it into three toll roads, Perth Freight Link, East-West Link in Melbourne, and WestConnex, all of them a troika of failure. And when it comes to WestConnex, one of the things that they did was that they put forward an advance payment of $750 million, half of the grant money of $1.5 billion to go with the $2 billion loan. Budget was May. They forwarded money in June before any business case, before any proper assessment was done. We created Infrastructure Australia to get the planning of infrastructure right, to do the planning, do the business case, have transparency, and then you make decisions about funding.
But the state government says this was looked at by Infrastructure Australia.
It was looked at well after the money had already been forwarded and the $2 billion loan from the Commonwealth finalised, and that's what the Auditor General will look at. It is essentially whether the taxpayers' interests have been protected here or whether we have essentially political decisions made about major infrastructure that driving the decision-making process rather than Infrastructure Australia, business cases, all of the commitments that the government itself did. They said for any project above $100 million, there'd be a proper business case. What we have here is the government deliberately forwarded money in advance of projects so that the 2013-14 budget figures, Labor's last year, looked worse than they were, and so future years would look better. It was a conscious decision by the Commonwealth government to use the Commonwealth's balance sheet essentially to try and manipulate where the fiscal position was. And we know, of course, in spite of that, we've seen a tripling of the deficit.
So you have a problem with the process, perhaps, not with the road itself.
We also have big problems with the road. If you get the process wrong, then you'll get a bad outcome. And so there's...
Yeah, but should this road be built? That's the question.
Well, there's no idea about what happens in terms of when the traffic comes out at St Peters, when the traffic comes out at either Haberfield or Rosehill. There's uncertainty for the community and it doesn't achieve its first objective. Originally, what this was about, Infrastructure New South Wales identified, was getting freight to and from the port. Now, we announced yesterday the Port Botany Rail Freight Link plan, the final piece in that puzzle, which is about getting trucks off the road and freight onto rail. That's the sort of thing that should have been done by the Commonwealth in partnership with New South Wales. It's taken us to do that with yesterday's announcement. And the current proposal of WestConnex doesn't go anywhere near the port. It stops at St Peters.
Yeah, but the lack of infrastructure in Western Sydney is one of the flashpoints for people who live there, okay? This project will make it easier to drive between Western Sydney and other parts of Sydney. More than 50 sets of traffic light will be removed. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott said last year, everyday motorists will be rejoicing. They'll be singing in their cars because their cars will be moving. Well, voters of Western Sydney would like this to be built.
Look, we're not against all roads, Fran.
Against this road.
We're against the proposal that has ended up with traffic not going to the port, not dealing with the problems that were identified. And the people of Western Sydney, when they're paying tolls in excess of three figures a week, won't be rejoicing about that. I mean, the toll is going back on the existing M4 without it being extended at all. The toll will come on conveniently after the federal election.
The Greens say that when you were infrastructure minister, you provided federal funds to WestConnex without calling for a proper investigation of other options to do the same thing, like public transport. And well, they say this money was used to set up that WestConnex planning office.
Well, that just shows how hopeless they are.
Well, did you provide that money?
We provided $25 million for planning, Fran. That's the whole point. They say they support planning. We provided $25 million, not for construction, not a dollar did we provide for construction. We provided funding to get the planning for Sydney's transport needs right. That's the right thing to do to infrastructure New South Wales. Now, subsequently, when the change of government happened, the project was taken away from infrastructure New South Wales. It's not surprising. People like Paul Broad, the CEO, and Nick Greiner, the chairman, were no longer there in terms of infrastructure New South Wales. They chose to move on. And we wanted proper processes for any bit road or public transport projects in Sydney to be examined properly before funding flowed.
This is a very hot issue in your electorate, and particularly the new part of that's been added to your electorate in the seat of Grayndler. The Greens are making a big play for Grayndler. Greens candidate Jim Casey says WestConnex is a monstrosity which will rip the heart out of Grayndler and Sydney, and they've called for an immediate halt to WestConnex. Do you want to halt to WestConnex?
Well, aren't they duplicitous, Fran? The Greens MPs now for Newtown and Balmain said that if they were elected, they would stop the WestConnex project. It's a state government, state coalition project. It's not a federal project. And the only way that it can be stopped is with a decision of the state government. Just like the East-West Link in Victoria was stopped by the election.
Well, they'll have to stop it if the feds pull back the money.
No, they won't, because it's already been paid, Fran.
Not the $2 billion, has it?
It has already been done. The loan, the contract is all done and the money is flowing through. The $1.2 billion in grant funding is already in the New South Wales bank account. That's why you have an audit after the whole idea of audit is after the process to have an examination of what it is. And that's why the Australian National Audit Office are looking at this. So all except for the only money that's outstanding that's due according to the Commonwealth in 2016, due this year, whether it's paid before the election or not is unclear. That is all that's outstanding. For a project that originally was going to cost $10 billion is now costed at $16.8 billion. That blowout in costs should indicate that's what happens when you don't do proper planning.
It's 7:45 on Breakfast. Our guest is Shadow Minister for Transport and Infrastructure, Anthony Albanese. On another issue, asylum seeker policy front and centre again in this election campaign. Labor says it'll stick with its policy of offshore processing in government, but you didn't vote for that policy at the National Conference. You're a senior frontbencher.
Well, I did actually vote for offshore processing
You voted against boat turnbacks.
Conference, that's right.
So you voted against elements, tough elements of Labor's policy. There's a number of Labor candidates who expressed some concern about the policy. Is this a problem for Labor, expecting voters to believe?
Not at all. Not at all, friend. This is part of our strength. You know, a confident party has a national conference broadcast live on national TV with all of the debates, with people commenting from their different views during that conference, and comes out of that process united. What we came out at is a very good position when you look at how we would treat asylum seekers, doubling the refugee intake, engaging with the UNHCR, providing funding of $450 million, having proper oversight of detention centres, having proper transparency there. And that's the process. That compares with the Liberal Party, who don't really have a process for policy, and the Greens, who don't let a journo anywhere near their conferences, do it behind closed doors. Who would know what they think,
Okay,
Fran?
Process is one thing, but then you've got to stick with your policy. And
absolutely,
you mentioned there the doubling of the intake, which is what the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has gone out after. Now, the latest Essential poll this week shows 41% of voters say they trust the Liberal Party to have the right policies on immigration, compared to 28% who trust Labor, and only 28% believe Australia should increase its intake of refugees as a result of the crisis in Europe. Anyway, Labor turns, is this issue a problem for you, a negative for you?
Well, we have a plan, Fran, that we've put forward, and it's a plan based upon extensive consultation, thinking the issues through, recognising that we made mistakes when we were last in government, being upfront about that. But we have a view that you can be tough on people smugglers without being weak on humanity. And Peter Dutton's comments a couple of nights ago clearly just aimed at vilifying a whole section of the community, not just refugees, but really every migrant to this country should have been insulted by Peter Dutton's comments. These are people who are prepared to press the button. That's something Labor will never do. The sort of vilification that we've seen, calling people who are asylum seekers illegals as a matter of course, when we know that it is not illegal to seek asylum.
Anthony Albanese, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to chat with you again, Fran.
Anthony Albanese is the Shadow Minister for Transport and Infrastructure. It's 13 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.